Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
You're listening to The Morning Mayhem. My name is Chad Thomas in for Howard Feldman. And we're chatting now to Mervyn Abrahams. He's a program coordinator at the Peter Maritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Organization. It's a very important topic. It's a very sad topic. It's something that I spoke about last year to one of his colleagues. And that is the comparison of food prices in Joburg, Durban and Cape Town. What these food comparison prices tell us and whether a basket of food is now actually affordable if one looks at inflation together with salaries and what we've been through in respect of COVID, where most companies have held back on increases simply because they themselves may have been in a position they couldn't afford it. Mervyn, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning to you and good morning to all your listeners.
So, Mervyn, let's start out. There are pricing differences in food in Johannesburg, Durban, and Cape Town. Firstly, why do we have differences in prices in those areas? Is it because of logistics? And what does it tell us about the state of the economy and people's affordability when it comes to feeding their families at the moment?
So with regard to the difference in prices of the basket across the different cities of South Africa, that has to do really with where the food is being produced and, as you said, logistics, where is it coming from, which, of course, impacts the prices. Over the last month, we have seen our basket of food essentially staying at the same level. It's a slight increase of 3.50 rand, which takes our basket to 4,275 rand and 94 cents. Now that basket consists of 44 very, very basic foods that people in low income households tell us they must purchase every month. And the reason why we've seen a stabilization of the price is largely because of the vegetable prices have come down. Because of summer, there's a lot of vegetables on the market, and that has brought down the prices of the vegetables. So, for instance, a 10 kg of potatoes had dropped in price by 14 rand, and butternut has dropped in price by 22 rand, and cabbage has dropped by 91 cents, etc. So that has kept it going, but that is seasonal in nature. So when we go into the winter, those prices will again spike. And those are the difficulties that households are experiencing precisely because they don't have sufficient income in order to manage the shifts and the spikes in food prices.
What do we see in terms of forecasting for 2022? Do we see things getting better? It's great to hear the news regarding vegetables. Do we see things improving going into 2022? Do you think we've got into more of a, I wouldn't say comfort zone, but more of a understanding role in respect of what we've had to go through the past 2 years with the pandemic?
Yeah, so as you had correctly said in the introduction, I mean, there are two issues to consider here. The first is the very low levels of household income, which has made food unaffordable. And this is now a historical thing. This is not happened last year. It hasn't happened with COVID. It predates COVID. So that's the first thing, is that household incomes are really very low. The second area is, of course, prices. I mean, how are we looking at prices? We are expecting that our basket will probably increase over the next year, depending on a number of factors. So it will depend on fuel prices. It's very good to hear that the fuel prices are likely to drop on Wednesday. So that could, if that continues, that will be positive. But then, of course, also Eskom is always the one that throws a spanner in the works. And if Eskom gets a 20% increase on their tariffs, then we are likely to see a major spike in prices across all sectors of the economy, including food. So we are predicting that the possibility of food price increases largely dependent on fuel and electricity.
Yeah, it's always strange. We have these increases. I know it's a very simplistic thing for me to say, but every time there's a petrol price increase or hike, we see an increase with regards to the pricing of food because of the transportation issues. When we see the drop in the price, however, conversely, we don't see a drop in price in those foods. But as I said, that's a very simplistic way for me to look
well,
at it.
Well, that is true. That is true. A few years ago, we had called that out, particularly if you're seeing a consistent, you know, if it's been over 3 months, a gradual drop in fuel prices, then we should be able to see that at the retail. And, of course, then companies suddenly say, well, now they are recouping losses they've suffered before, et cetera, et cetera. But when the price, when the fuel price increases, that becomes the reason for the increases. So we actually do need to call out certain retail, sectors for precisely that. They would have to explain to us. But then, of course, we would need to see it over a consistent period of time. For it to actually have the effect that we would desire.
Well, it's good news to hear that petrol will be coming down. It's a slight saving in the pockets. You've given us a little bit of heart failure this morning with regards to Eskom. We knew it was coming. We just hope it's not going to be anywhere near that high. I believe Kusile has come online, and hopefully they've now got enough generation that we can see manufacturing industry increasing. With increasing comes more jobs, comes more salary. So we can only hope that Eskom gets on track 2022-2023.
Exactly. Because if I may just say one more thing, is that the labor force survey for the third quarter of last year, which captures employment levels between July and September of last year, was extremely, extremely scary. For the first time, we now have more black South Africans out of a job than in a job. 51% on the expanded unemployment rate, which means that there are about 10.6 million employed and 11.18 million unemployed. And that is really a major issue. We have to start creating more jobs.
It's a heartbreaking situation. Mervin, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Mervin Abrams is the program coordinator at the Pietermaritzburg Economic Justice and Dignity Organization.